Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there, and there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcast that are available. This morning, I'd like to read in the book of John, chapter 8, and verse 38, as we think on the subject, what is truth? The context of John chapter 18 reveals that Jesus Christ is before Pilate just before the crucifixion of Christ. Pilate is questioning Jesus Christ about who he is and what he's done. And in the process, Jesus reveals that He is a king, yet not a king of this world, but rather a king of the world to come. In verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. Now listen, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Then Jesus says this statement, Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. So our subject this morning is, what is truth? Pilate asked this very important question, but notice this, that Jesus Christ said in verse 37, that I was born, I came into this world that I should bear witness unto the truth. A lot of people today have various ideas about what the truth is. Some folks would say, well, you know, truth is just in the eye of the beholder. Well, this is a deliberately false statement. You see, truth is truth, regardless of whether or not any individual recognizes it as truth or not. I know that we're living in a day when the new theology of political correctness and the doctrine of the new tolerance teaches that everybody has the truth, everything and everybody is the truth, and everybody could just stand for everything they want to stand for, and everybody is going to be okay, even though folks are directly opposed to each other. You see, the fact is that truth is still truth, and lies are still lies. The fact is that some people do not have the truth, while others do have the truth. Some people have some of the truth, and some people have more than others. That's just the way that it is. One thing we ought to recognize about truth, and I think it's such a very important point, that you can build your life upon any theology you want to build it on. But truth is going to endure forever. And only those that build their lives upon the truth will have their lives extended forever, could we say. Only those people that stand for the truth are going to have their works continuing with them. You see, truth is going to be here from now on. Regardless of how much propaganda is put out against the truth, truth is still there. This is just the way that it is, because truth never ends. Truth will go out of existence, and yet lies constantly change. But the truth is always the same. Notice in verse 37 that Jesus tells Pilate, "Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." The fact is, you see, when people want to believe a lie, they're going to believe it. People can be told the truth, but they will not believe it because their minds are already set on what they want to believe. That's just the way that it is. In this world in which we live, we're fighting today in the United States a war on terrorism. Think of this. The Iraqis will say to us, "The United States is a terrible aggressor and should be bombed out of existence or terrorized into submission." Now, of course, when the United States will oppose that statement, we will say, "No, that's not true. Iraq is the problem. They have a terrible dictatorship of a government. They are a terrorist nation, and they should be bombed out of existence." Now, the question is this: who's right? Well, of course we are, right? Well, it's all in the eye of the beholder. The Iraqis will say, "Oh no, you're wrong, we're right." And on it will go. But how do you really find out what the truth is? Let me read you this. In the book of John chapter 14 and verse 6, here is the truth. "Jesus Christ said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You see, the fact is that Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ said to Pilate there in the book of John chapter 18 that he came to bear witness of the truth. And what the truth is, Jesus Christ came to do. Jesus Christ left the portals of heaven, came down to this earth, took upon himself the form of a sinful man, yet Jesus himself never had any sin. Jesus Christ bore our sins on the cross of Calvary, taking our sins upon himself, dying for us, giving us his righteousness. And let me tell you, that is truth. All of this came from God the Father. If anybody ever wants to get to God, they're going to have to go through Jesus Christ to get there. Notice again, John 14 and verse 6. "Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ is the eternal one. He is the truth. Notice in John chapter 1 and verse 14. The Bible said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." What is truth? Pilate asked the question, what is truth? And I would ask you today, what is truth? Listen, the truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." What is truth? Jesus Christ. John 14 verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Notice John 1:14 once again. Jesus said, "The Word is made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Well, how can I really know who Jesus is? And my, we need to really know what the truth is, because our eternity is based upon us following and obeying the truth of God. Notice in John chapter 16 and verse 13, Jesus Christ told his young church that he had already organized during his own personal ministry. And Jesus Christ spoke to them about the Comforter that was to come, that was revealed to the world on the day of Pentecost. The Bible said, here's what Jesus said in John 16 and verse 13. Jesus said, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So how can we know that we're following Jesus Christ? Notice, Jesus said that you're going to have the Comforter that I'm going to give unto you, and this Comforter is the Spirit of Truth. And when this Spirit of Truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. Well, how can that be? Because, you see, Jesus Christ is God, but the Holy Spirit is also God. There is a triune God, God the Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And they all are truth. Jesus Christ came into the world to do his Father's will, and Jesus Christ came perfecting his Father's will and obeyed his Father's will in everything. The Holy Spirit of God will do exactly the same thing that Jesus did, always doing those things of the Father's will, never speaking of himself, but always leading us into a closer walk with Jesus Christ and revealing to us what the truth is. What a blessing it is that Jesus Christ has given to us the Holy Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of Truth, who will guide us into all truth. Isn't it good to have the Holy Spirit? Listen, I'm not talking about the speaking in tongues and all that kind of rolling on the floor and kind of stuff, but I'm just talking about having the Spirit of God that lives within us, that is able to teach us what God's Word has to say. Notice this also, that Satan is the opposite. And whenever we speak about the truth, we almost always have to speak about the opposite. Notice in the book of John, chapter 8, and verse 44, here's what Jesus said to some folks in his day, some Pharisees, some religious folks. And he said unto them, "Ye are of your father the devil." Now that's a pretty tough statement, but Jesus goes on and says some more things to these unbelievers. Not only does he say, "Ye are of your father the devil," and he says, "The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth." Look at that. The devil does not abide in the truth, does he? I think everybody knows that. The devil is not good, but the devil is full of lies. Look what it says here in John 8:44. "Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Wow, that's what Jesus said there about the devil, and what a terrible thing it is. But notice this, it's pretty black and white, isn't it? It's either truth or error. That's pretty plain, and it's pretty simple. I know in our society, in our life today, a lot of things are just half-truths. But you know, half-truth is just as good as a lie, isn't it? And that's just the way that it is. We want to know that it's so. But we want to know the truth, and to know the truth is to know Jesus Christ in a personal relationship in salvation. But notice this, we want to stay with the truth also. The Bible said in John 8, verse 31 through verse 32, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, now listen, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You know how to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Well, you're going to have to be a follower. You're going to have to trust Jesus Christ with your sins, with your wickedness, and trust Jesus that he can forgive you of your sins. That's how salvation comes. You just recognize before God that you're a sinner, recognize before God that you've sinned, recognize before God that you've missed the mark, and repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll give you salvation. It's that free gift that he gives of his own volition. So you just trust him today, and you'll know Jesus Christ, and then you follow him, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, we thank you for listening to this radio broadcast. Invite you to come to services at the Independence Baptist Church. Listen in next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.